What's going on? Is there a free giveaway or something here today? Must be a holiday season. Well, it's an exciting time of the year for everybody, honestly. And with this game with the Cowboys, it's very, very exciting. Very, very historic week for our players, for our franchise. The setting is incredible. As you know, we just played a few weeks ago with whatever you'd like to talk about in the game. You had it all. You had special teams, big plays. You had a safety. You had 9 big plays on either side. You had some pull your hair out type of mistakes that cost big plays. You had running on both sides. You had big play throwing. You had both teams well over 400 yards of offense. So an exciting football game with a incredible finish. And here we are on the eve of this game, which will decide who the NFC East champions are. So it's an exciting time.
Tom, with these two teams, is that just the nature of how these teams match up that we can expect a repeat kind of performance? Or will this game be dramatically different
for you? I'm not sure if it'll be. It won't be the same game. No two games are ever the same. If you look at over the years, our games against each other. So, but you've got outstanding talent on both sides of the ball, so you can expect that things will happen, and it'll come down to who's the most physical, who makes the fewer errors. And we're always talking about turnovers. They've done a good job now. They've done a very good job. They haven't turned the ball over in quite some time. I think Romo in the last 11 games is 22 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions. So you got a guy that's taking good care of the ball, but we're, as they are, always out to create turnovers and give ourselves better field position. They have a very good special teams outfit. I expect Bryant to be back in punt return all the way, so we'll have to be much, much better than we were a week ago in placing the ball, locating the ball with our punts, and also coverage. So every aspect of the game is going to be very dramatic. Strategically placing the ball, I expect our special teams to do a much better job of helping us create field position. Lawrence Tynes had a huge game down there a couple of weeks ago, and it certainly would help if he would come back with that type of game, even though we're outside and things are a little bit different, but that would help a lot in terms of their kickoff return. Well, I'm optimistic right now that they'll both be ready to go. We've got a little bit of time left. I would like to see them both practice. That's not been something that has been available all year long, but we need that. We certainly need the timing work, and I think that was something that was needed, and we're going to try to work on that this week.
Will they practice today?
No. Yeah, he's strained a hamstring. He kept on playing, to his credit. He really didn't have that other gear, which you probably observed, but that was the reason.
Tom, when we talked to you before the last Cowboys game, you talked about Romo's toughness, and I think that went back to the rib thing. Seeing what happened with his hand, I mean, what do you anticipate from him, and think that'll be a factor? What's your sense?
All right, he's full go. He'll play. I think anybody that has any chance. A lot of times this time of the year when you're really talking about playoff games, and that's what these are, you know, the guys find a way to get out of the training room. And this will be no different with Romo. He'll do everything in his power. You know, you've seen him play through the rib injury, so they'll get the swelling in the hand controlled, and I fully expect it. He'll be ready to go. There's always a focus on that. There's always a huge focus on that. And, hopefully it'll continue. It's a momentum builder, and it's a heck of a thing for your offensive team to have something like that happen after a turnover. You know, we didn't do much with one that was in point-blank range, but nevertheless it was huge, you know.
Now, could you talk about what
energy, enthusiasm, just exactly like he always was as a player. Do anything you ask him to do. Do it full speed. I think last week's demonstration by Chase, he was even more comfortable in the role that he was playing as the middle linebacker, and he became more vociferous. He became more encouraging, and he was very effective from the sideline when he wasn't in the game in the nickel situations as well. We've had two pretty good weather days for this time of the year, and so I think we've obviously there's some missing parts last weekend, and that's been a factor as well. But I just think we need to get back on track and back to where we were a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully it's going to happen right now. No.
Tom, we asked a lot about Justin Tuck and kind of that leadership thing. I was curious if you saw anything similar from Brandon. So he's played better, and he seems, when he plays better, he's a little more vocal. Do you think the team got a lift from him at all in other ways, leadership-wise?
Well, I think they always do from his energy, and he's not one to deny any verbiage that he thinks will help. From that standpoint, he's... But he's gone out and backed it up, too, and you got to give him credit for that. And I think more by example than anything else.
Is he a guy who can lift other guys?
Sure he can. Oh, yeah. By the quality of his play, the physicality of his play.
What do you think of David Boss?
Good to have him back. I think he's, obviously a little bit rusty, needs some more time on the field. But his energy, his aggressiveness, his want to, all those things were there. I think one more week down the road is going to really help.
Seemed like it took him a little while to get.
Maybe. I mean, I think it would anybody. Speed of the game.
Have an update on Jake Ballard?
You know what? He's improving. I'm holding out hope here. He won't work today.
Back to the running game. What was the difference in the first half as opposed to the second half?
Last week? I think we got on a roll with the first of Bradshaw's touchdowns, and I thought we got the ball down the field, and then he was very physical in his run. And then the same thing happened at the other end of the field when they had, 9-10 guys at the line of scrimmage, and we got on them. We did a nice job up front with our blocking, our offensive line, tight ends, our fullback did, and he found a crack and just took it in. So I think we got a little more work. Obviously, we had the lead. We needed to maintain the lead, and we did a little more work with the run. It wasn't very good early, but thank goodness it came along.
That interception last week, it looked like Nick's got two hands on it. So is that entirely on him, or did Revis do something that caused him?
That was last week. Why are all these questions about last week? Seriously, I'm going forward, please. I'm trying to go forward here. I think it's a combination. You had a very good defender and a very good receiver, and that probably was... It was a hit on the arm. It was a hit on the ball. The ball shouldn't have happened.
Do you have any reason that he might practice this week?
He's going to practice today.
He will practice. Did he test the knee and ankle?
He's tested everything lots of times. That's what he's been doing. He's been working his tail off. He just hasn't been able to get right. No reason to doubt that. I mean, he's as excited as he can be, and he played an awful lot of plays. He played hard. He did a lot of very, very good things. It looked like his old personality was out there on the field. And, again, lead by example. He did it, and I don't see any reason why it'll stop. I mean, I think he's feeling good about himself now, and I think he's feeling good enough physically that he can be what we expect him to be. I did get a little blip text. Just, hey, you look like you're a better athlete than me. You didn't go down.
Anything on Perlich?
No, not going to work.